Well, I think we did, frankly, miss to a degree, not completely. We missed the rise of populism in Britain, and we probably underestimated. We were too metropolitan, and I think we've adjusted to that. I mean, obviously, we're paper built around the City of London, and we're global, but we have an obligation to understand our country in all its aspects, and it's gone through wrenching change in the as partly as a result of the financial crisis. So I think that's one thing. And then I worry about, but this is the business we're in, how journalists deal with this age of polarization where people are very entrenched in their views, and how do you inform in a way that people respect you and they don't denounce you, because they put you in a particular ideological pocket. It's not just remain and leave, it's also questions of inequality. You've got to be the front and center of these questions and the debate and be trusted, and then you'll be fine. That way, at least you'll survive and thrive. For the others who stick in the muddled middle,